I'm Brian Milligan, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever avoided dealing with something because it just felt too hard? Maybe you put off a tough conversation with a friend because you dreaded the confrontation. Or maybe you put off looking for that noise under the hood of your car because you didn't want it to be facing an expensive repair. Maybe there was a situation at work that you knew needed your attention, but you kept procrastinating because facing it seemed overwhelming. Sometimes it's not even fear that holds us back, it's laziness. We tell ourselves, I'll deal with that later. But later never comes, and the weight of what we've been avoiding only grows heavier. In Acts 3:17 through 26, Peter is speaking to a crowd in Jerusalem, many of whom were responsible, directly or indirectly, for rejecting and crucifying Jesus. It would have been easy for them to avoid the truth of what they had done. Admitting their mistake would be painful. But Peter didn't just call them out, he gives them a way forward. Peter says in verse 19 and 20, "Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." We often think of repentance as simply turning away from sin. And that's true, it does involve recognizing our wrongs and choosing to leave them behind. But repentance isn't just about what we're turning away from, it's about what we're turning toward. Peter says to turn to God. It's like finally facing that difficult situation you've been avoiding. You can't experience resolution or healing if you keep running from it. In the same way, we can't fully experience God's grace and refreshment if we're too busy avoiding Him. True repentance isn't just about stopping bad behavior, it's about stepping into a renewed relationship with God. When we finally face something difficult, there's often a sense of relief that follows. That tough conversation you were dreading, once it's over, you feel lighter. That situation you avoided for weeks, when you finally deal with it, you wonder why you didn't do it sooner. That's what Peter is describing here. When we turn to God, He doesn't just forgive, He refreshes. The burden of guilt and shame is lifted, and we experience His peace. That deep exhaustion from running in the wrong direction, it's replaced by His rest. Have you been avoiding repentance? Maybe there's something in your life that you know isn't right, but facing it feels too difficult. Or maybe you've been putting off spending time with God, thinking, I'll get to that later. But later never comes. The good news is that God isn't waiting with condemnation, He's waiting with refreshment. He's ready to lift the weight from your shoulders and fill you with His presence. All you have to do is turn around. Just like the people in Peter's audience, we don't always realize how much we need to turn back to God. We get distracted, discouraged, or just plain lazy. But when we finally take that step, we find a God who is eager to restore us. Is there an area of your life where you need to stop running and start turning toward Him? Bring it to Him today. Repentance isn't about punishment, it's about receiving the refreshment only He can give. Lord, I don't want to keep running from You. Help me to truly repent, not just turning away from sin, but turning toward You. Refresh my heart and renew my spirit as I walk in Your ways. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.